Hello and welcome to the Sticks and Stakes Cricket Podcast. The sun has been shining, the batsmen have been making hay, and the county cricket season is in full swing. This month, we bring you an update from the first four rounds of the season. We call out a county 11 to watch out for when it comes to England selection, and the crew reflects on our predictions from the start of the year. And in a sign of our increasingly desperate search for a niche, there's also a delve into the depths of the minor counties, and Krabby brings you an interesting stat from a 19th century Somerset farmer who once bowled for England. This week, Johnny Hilliard takes a break from the podcast, so Jake, you have your wish. So, let's get started.
Hello, chaps. How are we doing?
All right.
Good, thanks.
Exciting month of county cricket so far. We'll cover today, I think we're going to go into a county 11, so we'll get into some specific performances, and we'll get into some of our predictions later. But as we see, Surrey topping the Division 1 table, 8 points clear of Hampshire. Yorkshire and Lancashire just below them with a game in hand, so they're all starting well. And I think the teams that we predicted, perhaps that will be in the lower half of the region, Kent, Gloucestershire, Northants, and of course our wonderful West Country minor county, Somerset, all struggling at the start. But what have been the highlights of the month so far? Krabby, would you like to start?
The highlights, well, last week was a bit of a funny week. The big teams had a rest, so didn't really follow too much of last week. We've got a big West Country derby coming up soon. Looking forward to that. But my highlights in our league was obviously Somerset coming back to form. Normal service has resumed. You'll be glad to hear. Lamanby's looking sharp. Abel's scoring runs again. So, yeah, Somerset are a team to be reckoned with, really. Yeah, I've enjoyed going to a few games at the Oval, been to Lords a couple of times. I think Hampshire have been quite lucky, but we'll come into that later. And it's been good quality cricket. I think the batsmen have really stepped up this year. It's nice to see some runs getting scored. Some pitches are, they look quite green, but they seem to be absolute roads, which is the groundsmen obviously doing a job there for the ECB. So it's been interesting start to the season.
There's been a lot of runs scored with some really high quality players in the league as well, isn't there? Even in Division 2, Shan Masood scored 3 triple hundreds. Is that right now for?
He shouldn't be allowed to play in that league. He's not fair, is it, really? Although saying that, Stokes and Pajara are also down there. So
And Marnus Labuschagne, the number one batsman in the world. So quite a few pretty decent players, along with what? Shaheen Afridi, is he playing down there?
Yeah, Middlesex.
The other day for Middlesex. Ollie Robinson, England's best seamer, made his comeback. And that was interesting to see with Pajara. I think he scored a runnable 170 not out in a pretty outrageous game between Sussex and Middlesex, where Middlesex chased it down quite comfortably in the end, in 70 overs, didn't they? 370. Chaser, one of your highlights from the last month of county cricket?
I thought Stokes' innings the other day was extraordinary. It was, 100, but more than a runner ball. I think he hit 34 off and over against some poor 18-year-old spinner, I think he was.
The 18,
yeah. Quite, yeah. 18, 19. And, yeah, an incredible innings, I thought. Also, you like the look of Hassan Ali as well at Lancashire, is taking a boatload of wickets. But, yeah, it's been a great, great, great month of cricket, really. It's been quite competitive.
That Ben Stokes not brought back horrible memories of a recent Perranporth versus Porth Tauern game in the Cornwall Div 2, actually, where Stokes is just teeing off against some actually quite decent spin bowling, I thought, there.
He didn't actually
bowl any full tosses or long hops. He just got just every ball was in the slot, and he's just got deposited over my wicket, pretty much every ball.
Big Dom Sibley as well, 142 not out, carried his bat. What a performance. Should be straining a team.
Timely return to form against pretty good attack as well, that wasn't it? Was that against Lancashire?
Get Lancashire, yeah. And he did it pretty quick. He did 142 off 329 balls. Yeah.
329 balls?
Yeah, strike rate of 43. It's pretty pacey for old Dom.
Well, apparently the England selector, James Taylor, was there. He and is said to be impressed by how he's changed his technique. I don't know if he tuned into any of the live stream, Chaser. Did he notice any difference in his footwork? Or technique, no.
Well, it must have got better. He scored a few fours on that innings. I know it's 18 fours, so he must have learned a few shots.
It'd be good to see the wagon wheel.
Also, Keaton Jennings got 100 in that game as well. So maybe that's England's new opening partnership right there.
I hope he never plays for England again, Keaton Jennings. He's my least favourite player in the last 20 years, I think. Just looked like such a mong, didn't he? It's just his facial expression every time he got out walking back.
Good, good one for the radio podcast. We should get on YouTube, I think, for that. A few old England openers scoring in the runs this week, actually, with Jennings and Sir Alistair Cook scoring two hundreds in the same game for the first time, dished up by Joe Root. Essex just had quite a few bore draws this season. That was another one. I don't know if that was that was affected by the weather, I think, a little bit. But we'll probably come into that, because that was your prediction, wasn't it, Chaser?
That was a terrible prediction, because they did not look great.
Porter's not playing for them either. I thought, like, his top wicket taker a couple of years ago.
Must be.
He played a few warm-up games, so didn't take any wickets. And I did look up his record the other day. He's pretty terrible last year, so I don't know whether they've just decided he's not cutting the mustard and they've just decided to...
He had a lot of chat about being called up for England, didn't he? Maybe he just got to that point and was like, fuck this. He's done an Ollie Robinson, but gone kind of the other way. Just got fat without getting any better at cricket. That was perhaps the game of the season, they say, far, Crabby. You sort of started referring to the Somerset Essex game. That was absolutely gripping 2 days of cricket at Taunton.
It was. The live stream was unbelievable that day. It was better than Sky Sports because you didn't have the adverts. And Peter Trago was on it, talking with Vic Marks. And Vic Marks was reminiscing about the old days with Ghana, Botham and all this. And Trago was giving us more of a sort of recent update on the Somerset glory years under Langer. So you got two, you know, the Somerset way never changes, really. We're on the most exciting team in the country. We've got the best set of supporters in the country. We've got the nicest ground in the country. And you can never take your eyes off it. What happens at Taunton? The Somerset way, we win and we play. Well, we've tried to win. We'll never play for the draw. And Craig Overton, he did not deserve to be on the losing team that day. He's the best bowler in the country at the moment.
He was unbelievable.
13 wickets, isn't he? 13 wickets, unbelievable.
Yeah. Every ball he bowled it like it was going to be a wicket.
After being bowled out, bowled out for 109. I think Essex were about 100 for naught, weren't they? Or no, 100
they were
for
smashing
one.
It.
They were 103 for one, I think, the start of the second day. And managed to stay, keep them in the game, bowled them out for 180. I think we were watching along, weren't we, Crabby? And then inevitably, obviously, Somerset bat again and it was an absolute carnage. Wickets falling all over the place, even without Jamie Porter. Snater took six for crikey.
I know. Our groundsman, you know, thought it would be good to prepare a green top, you know, was seeming all over the shop when our batsman hadn't scored a run all season. I mean, it was just so thick. And then, you know, he's finally realised what to do against Warwickshire last weekend. You know, it's taken a long time for us to get our act together. But that Essex game was very entertaining.
Yeah.
That's for sure. It was good.
7 for 57 and 6 for 30, and you're still on the losing side.
Unbelievable. When they were 4 for 4, I really thought we were going to win it. But you know they're going to build. There are always going to be partnerships in a game. You've just got to accept that, haven't you, really? You're never going to just go straight through them for like 20.
Yeah, maybe at 60 for 8, you want like you're 2 wickets away then.
Oh, yeah.
God, that would have been really well worth going, actually. Any other highlights then from the month? I'm just going to throw in an Ernan Donald making his comeback from ACL injuries. So he's not played for 2 years for Hampshire. Brought back in at 7. He's smashed a couple of hundreds in the second 11. Sort of 100 off 70, 80 balls both times. He's way too good for that. Bevel came in and he scored a really important 80-odd down at number 7 or even number 9.
Nine. Came in at 9 because they had two night watchmen.
Neither of which did their jobs. Yeah, that was absolute carnage. Having enforced the follow-on, to suddenly be putting in 2 night watchmen 15 overs later is a bit of a joke. But we got home against Gloucestershire, which something couldn't be said last year.
You were very lucky against Lancashire the week before. Rain saved you.
I think we'd set the game up very well to win that one. Thanks. Yeah,
350 to win.
Saved by the rain. You were about 40 for 4, weren't you, in the first innings? Struggling down there.
Turned that round with a couple of wonderful hundreds from Nick Gubbins. And that game.
But you were lucky there. You're doing well in the league at the moment, but you're not good enough to be winning the County Championship this season. Your batting is still just as bad as we thought it would be at the start.
I think just about every Hampshire player has hit 100 in the top seven this year. I think we might get into some stats later when we get into looking at our
number nine averages. Our number nine averages more than Lambie, I think, there. So not sure our batting lot's too bad.
Any other highlights? What about for the Butchers and Bakers?
Masood, I thought, isn't he just scoring hundreds, double tons for fun? Though I did just check the stats, he's actually only the third highest run scorer in Division 2, which I find extraordinary given the number of hundreds, double hundreds he scored. But then again, I think Derbyshire only keep on only batting one innings because they score ridiculous scores and then either draw or win by an innings. So, Masood's been incredible.
Who's above him in the shots?
Pujara and top is Dixon from Durham. So it's 729 runs.
He's another staffer, isn't he?
Yeah.
Another Saffer. Can we look up his ancestral history?
He's quite old. He's 30 years old.
That's quite in the middle order they've got then. That Beddingham, Stokes, and this guy Dixon. real tough pitches up on Chester Street, it would seem, this year. What about that Leicester game?
Oh, yeah. Leicester Sugar Morgan, where there was an extraordinary, I think there was over 130 extras in the two innings, including 60-odd by 68, I think it was, by Leicestershire in the first innings they bowled, and 30 no balls, which is, well, unless you've got some betting, dodgy betting going on, you shouldn't really be scoring that many no balls.
That is an absolutely bizarre number of extras, because in league cricket, it's sort of anything down the leg sides wide, and you can end up racking up 30, 40 plus in innings, but in county cricket, you can just bowl it anywhere. I mean, mental.
Sorry, it was 38 no balls. 38. That's incredible. But yeah.
Simon Kerrigan, was he bowling?
I'm not sure. It doesn't really give me any stats on. Oh no, no balls. No, it was spread around a bit. It wasn't one particular bad egg. It was all a mixture of everyone.
I also saw for Glamorgan, Marnus Labuschagne. He's been bowling his seamers apparently. He's not even bowling his leg spin. Yeah, he's been picking up a few wickets as well.
Bowled 13 overs last game. Yeah.
I saw some tweets about it. All the Aussies were not looking forward to having to hear about that when he came back into the fold. Very good. Right. So, I mean, obviously, Masood and Pujara would be first names on a County 11 team sheet, but they're playing in Div 2, so it doesn't really count. We're going to do a little County Select 11. So, should we start with openers that have caught our eye? Ideally in Div 1. Krabby, do you want to go first?
Yeah, Ben Compton looks decent. The Saffer.
The big of you not to pick a Somerset guy.
Well, I have to say, Lambie will be up there towards the end of the season. He's the bowlers have slightly worked him out because his first season, he was just prolific. They were bowling mostly around the wicket to him. He was just flicking it away or swashing it away. Now, they've done a bit of research on him and they're actually bowling over the wicket to him now. The ball's coming across him at an angle, left-handed player. And with the ball seaming around a bit, he's nicking things behind, but he's had to adapt his technique, and he's talented enough. He can do it, and he's been out, snaffled down the leg side a couple of times this season. Alistair Cook actually cheated when we played them. He actually dropped the catch. We've had two England players cheat against us. Cook dropped the catch and claimed it when it wasn't the catch. On the live stream, all the commentators agreed that it wasn't the catch. And also Sam Curran said a ball didn't go for four when it did go for four against us. So there's a couple of England lads.
Ball would have really boosted its average as well, wouldn't it?
Well, it's just little things like that. You need a bit of luck, don't you? You need a little bit of luck. And he's not getting it at the moment, but he is looking seriously good. I was watching him. He's got a good 20 or 30 the other day and then got pounds, unfortunately, but he's looking bloody good. Other opener, maybe Chris Dent. He's looking quite good, isn't he, at Gloucester, for the Gloucesters? He's scoring some runs.
Didn't play against Hampshire, did he? But he scored a few before that.
He's got 200 out of his 332 runs in one inning. So
pretty impressive.
Maybe. Ben Compton, I mean, I think he's got to be in the England squad. He's got 300s and 290s. Yeah, he does.
His first class average is 60. So you would think
He's barely played before the season there. He was at Notts, I think. We're missing our Notts boy on the podcast today. I think he would be quite surprised to see what's happening. He played at Notts a couple of games and then got released, and he went to Zimbabwe and has played some first class cricket there, which might be boosting his numbers. And he's come back into we can debate this, but fairly weak Kent side. And those hundreds are sort of under pressure hundreds when you're following on and trying to save a game. He's been exceptional. And he's really also shown up the paucity of the sort of Zach Crawley selection, I think, next to him. I don't know. I bet he's got a central contract. He's going to be in the squad, isn't he, Zach Crawley, next game?
Absolutely check.
Yeah. Nailed on.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Be interesting who Stakes sort of goes for. He's already said he wants Anderson and Broad back, doesn't he? So clearly didn't really agree with that decision. Maybe there's some other people he's just like, I can't stand this fucking guy. It's Joe Root's man. I can't really see anyone standing up to Stakes. Like, if Stakes doesn't want something, you see Rob Key going, come on, Stokesy. He's a bit too nice, I think.
Mm.
Who do you think they're going to select then in their opening England 11? Have we got South Africa?
I think I'd go Cook and Compton. I think
I would go Big Dom and Compton.
Yes, no, actually, Big Dom. You're right. I would like to see Big Dom back, and he, having got a first baller, having turned down the Lions tour over the winter to really work on his game. Apparently, yeah, he's been like really upset about his treatment with England and wanted another chance and to go and get a first ball at the start of the new season. Because he's also, they've dropped Yates, haven't they, to three. So they've given Sibbers a chance.
Yates has looked bad at three as well, which is surprising. We thought Yates could do well.
He wants to open Yates, apparently.
Yeah.
Somerset simply looked absolutely terrible. I mean, all of Yorkshire lineup looked terrible, apart from your man Hayne, actually.
They would have done because they wouldn't have been playing in the if you're talking about the Warwickshire game.
What did I say?
You said all the Yorkshire lineup looked terrible.
Oh, sorry, the Warwickshire lineup looked terrible.
They were watching, were they, after a big night out?
Your man Hayne was the only batsman, because I watched a lot of that game on the live stream. Mm. Your man Hayne was the only one who actually looked good, and he did actually look really good. I haven't seen him play properly before, but he looks like an intelligent batsman. He's coming down in the order a bit though. It is a bit easier down there, I know. He's not the top order player.
Four for Warwickshire, I think.
Four or five, I think.
Maybe it's five.
I think so.
He's been batting four for a while, but I can't understand how he's been overlooked given the Lawrence and the Popes and how many chances they've had. So what are you boys saying? Compton sounds like unanimous agreement. Is there another England opener out there? Alex Lee's scored quite a few runs before he missed a couple of games.
Abel, would you guys? I mean, Abel's had a day out. Well, one game he's played well. He's averaging 50, 100, 250s this season. Is he a contention for a number three slot? Do you think? I mean, I'm slightly biased being Somerset. I don't particularly rate Tom Abel that highly as some people do, though.
You think there's a few people ahead of him, like Milan. Milan's got a few runs. Not sure he gets on well with Stokes, so I have a feeling they might not get on.
Who do you reckon?
Yeah.
Milan and Stokes, well, that'll be an interesting one.
Gubbins is good as well. Whether he's going to get a shout, I'm not so sure. But obviously James Vince is up there, so James Vince needs to be nailed on. Should be England's number five.
James Vince?
Hang on. Yeah. What's
100 this year.
Let's go back. What's this Milan and Stokes beef based on Chaser?
It's just, just to get a vibe. Just get a vibe off Milan. He doesn't seem a very personable guy. He doesn't seem like the type of guy who would, go out on a few beers with Stokes after a game. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, absolutely give a shit whether he's the sort of guy who's like goes out for a couple of beers after the game. If he scores runs at three, he should be in the side. And I think he was really harshly treated after the Ashes when his wife was giving birth prematurely and he was still playing in the fifth test, and clearly his head's gone elsewhere, and he was the only one to score runs when the Ashes was alive. Him and Root were we'd have been walked all over like a MCCU team at the start of the season against the county second 11 without those two. So I would have
a good point
in there.
Yeah, he did score runs. His average in the Ashes was terrible. It was in the 20s. But you're right. He did score runs when we actually wanted him to. Because no one cares when we're 3-0 down, do they? Yeah. It's like when Cook scored that double ton in the fifth test or something a few years ago. It's like, well, why couldn't you do that in the first three, you mong?
Yeah. Yeah, ridiculous. If we're going on to three then, well, we didn't really get a second opener, but we'll go on to three.
We had Dom Sibley.
Yeah.
No, I'm not part of this.
Big Dom. Carried his bat and he deserves it.
He did.
No way.
averaging 54. Should be first name on the team sheet.
Yes, it's that Tom Haynes at Sussex as well, isn't there?
Yeah, Baker's League,
right? Yeah. And not racing his captaincy after allowing him to chase 370. I'm going to throw in Josh Behanan at three. He looks like a he looks like a player.
I think I might have tipped him up in the preview, yeah, our preseason preview. Yeah, he looks solid, but a bit better maybe in the first couple of games than he has in the last few. But
well, that double thumb didn't really float your boat, did it, not Chaser last week?
No,
no.
Somerset went play with the Grammys, so we didn't count that week. Yeah, I don't know who else really. I think there's not really much. Young talent, anyway. Maybe the Brook guy at Yorkshire probably deserves a shot as well.
Harry Brook, he's got a lot of runs, actually.
He's got the most runs, isn't he?
Has he?
How many has he got? What position does he bat? He's got 635 runs, averages 158. Three tons, 350s.
Probably deserves a shot, I think. Is he about four or five for your... I mean, Brook came back and they had a night watchman the other week, so he's down at six, but I'm pretty sure he's four or five.
Only 23
generally.
As well.
Against Essex, he was batting. He was batting down at bloody hell, it was seven actually.
I think they had a night watchman or two, and Root came back.
Probably six then. I mean, Milan's above him, Root's above him. It's a bit easy down there, isn't it? Really, it just goes out for a slog by the look of it. But he's definitely a talent. We'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to note that one down. That's good.
Keep an eye on him. Yeah.
Crabby, you'll be up to Headingley. Things seem to be calm down at Yorkshire these days. We haven't had any much more fallout from no points deductions or anything from the racist chat.
Nope. Leave it at that, I think.
No comment.
Essex got fined, though. I did see that, didn't they? Fined for a racist
chat. Wasn't that their chairman?
Yeah.
Our former chairman said something in a meeting or something.
Was that it's the guy at the select committee who said, all Indians just want to do maths or something?
Yeah,
it's that was the problem. That was the problem, you know.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Caribbean lads just want to go for, I don't know, skateboarding or something.
didn't say that. No. It's funny how Worcestershire didn't get fined a few years ago, isn't it? With all their rapey players, you know, Hepburn, Clark, you know, their WhatsApp group.
It wasn't just Worcester, was it? Or was it all Worcester boys?
It was all Worcester boys, yeah.
I saw Rob Key said he might get another go, Jay Clark, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And Hepburn or just Clark?
He didn't seem too fussed. What's Hepburn up to? Is he in prison?
I think he might still, I don't know if he's on bail. He might be playing in your league, actually. He might come up against them, Fuchs.
What would he be doing down in Cornwall?
Well, he might be playing in the minor counties league.
Yeah, Div 2 West.
Div 2 West. Maybe he's got a play cricket profile.
Be interested to see this.
I'll find out later in the programme. Come back to me.
I saw Lewis Goldsworthy does. There's a couple of boys who've played in the Cornish Div 1. He wasn't even playing Cornish Prem, Goldsworthy, and he's gone off to work out
if he's any good or not, because he played in the twos last week. And he didn't score a run there.
No.
And like last season, he just didn't get a duck. You know, he didn't get very many ducks or anything. He scored like 20s and 30s, and everyone was saying, "Cole, what a prospect he looks! What a prospect!" And his economy rate's good with his bowling, with his left arm spin. We'll see, won't we?
We will. So that's the batting. Should we go spinners then? We're still picking our county 11. So we've kind of got Behanan, Brook, maybe Milan in the middle order.
No.
Sam Hain, no, actually, yeah, we can have him in for Milan. Prefer that, Kirby?
Yeah.
No.
James Vince.
I feel like we're missing. Gavin,
couple of options.
We want Vince. We want Milan, Brooke, Gubbins, maybe. We like Behanan as well. Ollie Pope, annoyingly, has got quite a few runs. Classic Ollie Pope.
Well, that was all against Hampshire at the Oval. I mean, it's just so classic, isn't it? We put them in on a really flat deck, didn't we? I think there's some ridiculous stat of Ollie Pope, of his average against Hampshire. I don't think he's not failed to score a century playing batting against Hampshire in innings. I don't know how you read into that, because we've got quite a good attack usually, but go to absolute shit against Surrey. What about wicketkeeper?
Wicketkeeper. I was going to say Ben Foulkes has scored quite a few runs. He would be probably my keeper. Though Bracey.
I like Bracey. He's scored a couple of big hundreds.
Can't ignore that. Yeah.
Go back to that.
The Gloucesters. they've played on some very, very flat wickets, though, haven't they, the Gloucesters? There's been a lot of runs scored, a lot of draws. But yeah, Bracey deserves another go. He looked awful last year, but let's...
But so did Pope, didn't he? You know, like Pope can look terrible for like six tests and he'll go on the winter tour, and Bracey sort of had two games. I think, you know, he had three innings. I mean, I think he got naught, naught, and not many.
I know Bracey scored a lot of runs, but he's only averaging 36 this year.
Oh, really?
Folks is averaging 101. So,
but Folks is coming in after... Patel's been in great form. Burns, Amler's
been bad.
He's scored a few runs. Well, certainly against Hampshire. I'm pretty sure if you take that Hampshire game out, they've not scored that many.
My grandmother can score runs against Hampshire. She's been dead for 20 years.
So probably Folks on the stats takes it over Bracey. Bowlers, who have we got?
You got your man, haven't we? Oh, Keith, the footballer from Blackburn.
Yeah.
And we've got your... been brilliant.
Yeah, and we got your boy, Overton.
Well, that goes without saying that he is the future England captain after Stokes. I think he has been lined up. We need a Pat Cummings-type bowler, someone far in their belly. So he's number one. He's got the new ball this summer. He's running down. He's running in from the pavilion end at Lord's in that first test match, as things stand, with Jimmy taking second over. Jimmy's averaging 14. He gets a bit too much respect, Anderson, because he does bowl up, you know, he doesn't bowl. And not every over deserves to be a maiden, but people just decide to leave everything, don't they?
I think there's a bit of that. There's a bit of playing a man. But if you were playing against Anderson and anyone else, it's basically what you would do, isn't it? You're just like, you know, but you know, as soon as you drive one, he'll swing it and you'll nick it. He's like that. He'll be that guy, like 50-year-old club cricketer, like coming in off like 3 or 4 yards, just putting it on a length, and you can't go anywhere. Sooner or later, the keepers will be standing up to him. You know, he'll just be. He could probably keep going at 50 odd.
And the county cricket, he certainly could. I'm not sure about international. Maybe at home. Jake Ball was playing. Jake Ball was playing against Somerset Twos last week, which was bizarre. He got a couple of wickets, but I don't know what he's doing. Well, Nottinghamshire aren't picking him. I don't know if he's coming back from injury or something, but there were a few players. Marchant Delanger, our overseas player, he's playing every game for our twos. That's a waste of money.
Matt Parkinson, I think, as a spinner. I don't think there's any competition, is there? Jack Leach has barely bowled a ball.
Jack Leach, it took him four games to get a wicket. Yeah. So Jack Leach is not in contention.
Don Best, you know, takes one for 80 or 35 overs, sort of standard figures.
I think Briggs has taken a few wickets as spinner, hasn't he, for Welshman.
The Welshman.
it'd be great to see a leg spinner, wouldn't it? Matt Parkinson. It's not like he goes around the park. He's not actually like a sort of Adil Rashid where he, you know, bowls a four ball and over. He actually is quite a consistent bowler.
Did you send that ball? That wicket he got recently, folks. Tender mile.
Unbelievable.
Cut him open, didn't it?
Yeah, he was absolutely brilliant. We should probably post that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Get Krabby to get Wattie to do that.
Show those 11 followers what they're missing out on.
No Jake update. We're missing Hilliard today, aren't we? So no Jake or follower update, sadly. So that's what Barker, Overton 7, Barker 8, Parkinson 9.
Oh no, Overton not at 7.
Anderson.
Overton needs to be 10 or 11 at the moment. He hasn't hit a run. He can't hold the bat, honestly. He is terrible with the bat at the moment. It all stems from the West Indies. He didn't score a run out there, and this season he's just prodding at everything.
Are we putting Stokes in our sort of all-rounder?
I suppose he's in Div 2.
Oh, yeah, Div 2.
Yeah,
even that 150 off 60 balls or whatever it was. Sorry, pal. Div 2, mate. Doesn't count. They should remove the first-class status maybe from some of these games. You could have Burgess scored a couple of 170s down the order for Warwickshire, didn't he? Wicketkeeper.
Bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like he was playing baseball. I saw the highlights of Wimbledon. It's ridiculous. Just stood there, sort of like left foot right out towards Cow Corner, just swinging the bat. I mean, we could talk about Abbott and Abbas here, Jason. We can save that for your predictions.
Mate, they're completely past it.
Okay. Happy with our 11? Possibly Sibley or Krabby's not picking a number one. Compton 2, Behanan, Brooke, Vince, Hayne, Folks, Overson, Barker,
Parkinson
and
Anderson.
I put Jimmy in there.
Well, really?
Averaging 14 with the ball. I don't know what more he can do.
Yeah, he played.
Not many wickets, though. There's not getting many wickets, though, is he?
That it seems to be the argument against Anderson Broad. I read that the other day. Was
Hannon Dolby, but
yeah, maybe actually.
Hannon Dolby's got 18 wickets.
His strike rate is actually quite a bit lower. It's about 8 or 10 balls lower than sort of the best that like strike bowlers in a lot of the other countries in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, etc. So it's like he does take his wickets still at an average of, I think it's about 22 or something for England. And his economy rate's good, but there's an argument that is he sort of potent enough? Ollie Robinson presumably will play for England unless Stokes has his way and he'll instigate some sort of fitness test, minimum standard to be in the side, which might be the end of a big Dom as well.
What about Jamie Smith, this lad from Surrey? He's got a double ton.
Yeah, I suppose we've been a bit Hampshire and Somerset biased with Somerset
yeah.
top of the tree.
234 not outs.
Can you tell us about that? Did you watch that one, Kirby? Did you go down to the Oval?
No, because it wasn't against Somerset. Who was it? I was just trying to find out who it was against.
Gloucestershire, wasn't it?
Was it the Gloucesters, was it?
Yeah, he's got 234 not out against Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only 12 wickets were taken in the whole match across 4 days.
That is a disgrace.
I'm not sure you can really
judge that. It's not like there's been any rain, so it wasn't like... well, let's just chuck in one of the... We're chucking in an overseas player.
Peter Siddle.
Peter Siddle's been unreal. He has been seriously good. I mean, he must be struggling a bit down in Somerset with his vegan diet, because I can't imagine they're too used to catering for... a weirdo like that. But he is, you know, he's putting that to one side and he's running in and where he walks back to his mark so slowly. I don't know if you've ever watched him. He's very low, very lethargic walk. Anderson does it a little bit as well, actually. He's a similar type of bowler to Anderson at the moment. He had low economy rates and he's been unbelievable. He had Alistair Cook on toast when we played Essex. They're old mates because he's an old Essex. He's played for Essex as well, Siddle. But he's been superb. I didn't think he was going to be this good. And he was left out the last game. He was being rested because we've relied on him so much and we won it. So when he comes back, we've got Gregory, Overton and Siddle. I mean, that is a Div 1 winning bowling line up there. We just need to, you know, get the rest of them ticking.
Right, we're going to go on to predictions then. We talked about Div 1 winning line up there, Krabby. I think you stated you thought Marcus Harris... will be one of the worst overseas signings. You thought Lamonby was one to watch, and you thought Somerset were going to win it, didn't you?
I didn't say that we were going to win it. I said our batting is still shite, which it is, and we rely on our bowlers too much. But yeah, Harris has done well, but you know, everyone's scored runs at Gloucester, haven't they? The Gloucesters have had flat pitches.
I think he scored 170 in a game where no one else passed 26 in the innings. So
except for that game. I was about to say, except for that game, he was good, yes.
So who did you call to win it then?
I said Warwickshire, actually. We gave him a good spanking, yeah, another week. But there's no consistency in the league, is there? I mean, Warwickshire
have been all over the place, haven't they, a little bit. I think they've had a couple of injuries. Liam Norwell, I think, was out for a couple of games. And it really seems to throw them.
Anyone could be anyone in this division other than, you know, Northants and Kent, probably. But also, you chaps predicted, I remember you both said it would be worth a bet for Sussex to win Div 2.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah. And they are bottom of Div 2 at the moment. Well, they're above. Yeah, they've played 5, lost 3, drawn 2.
Maybe the bookies are right.
I think they had a bit of an injury crisis, actually. They just got a couple back, didn't they? They've got Ollie Robinson back and Garton back bowling. And yeah, God, it doesn't really matter how many runs they score with Pajara, Rizwan, you know, Haynes scored a couple of hundreds. Even Alsop scored a ton the other week. That's not gone so well, but you were keeping an eye on Mickey Arthur, weren't you, Krabby?
Yeah, Mickey's got Derby in the Champions League spot in Div 2. They're fourth place, which is probably the highest position they've ever been in. Played 4, 1-1, lost. They haven't lost a game, so they are unbeaten.
impossible to beat with Masood scoring 300 every week.
Yeah.
Well, so they've got a chance, haven't they, for promotion, actually, along with perhaps the Middlesex and Notts. Chasey, you said Essex,
I think I had a go. I think I said Essex, who haven't been so great to start the season. They've been okay, but not great. I'm not really buying Surrey. I know they're top, but they've played Gloucestershire, Northamptonshire and Somerset. So they're the three weakest teams in the division. And they drew against Warwickshire and they got a lucky win against Hampshire.
Fine innings.
But let's see how they do against some tougher teams, and all their England players will go. So Pope will be off and Folks will be off. Let's see how they get on. I think Hampshire are nicely set as a second place. I think
picking along quite nicely, Hampshire, actually. Yeah, with Donald coming back. I see they got rid of Crane as well. He bowled absolute dross against Kent.
It's terrible.
My legs are better than him. Shits him off to Sussex, which is probably not helping their bowling attack.
They'll never win a game now.
Yeah.
What is it with Crane? Why is he so bad?
Hard art, mate. Leg spin. It's a hard art.
Really is, isn't it? I mean, he should be bowling out teams in that fourth innings. Last season, I remember watching him trying to bowl you to victories. And I know it's tricky for you guys to win games, but you've got a better chance now you got rid of him. I have to say that.
Mm. Good to see Organ still taking wickets as well. If only Hilliard was here, we could be.
Yes, our specialist batsman.
So you've picked Essex, didn't you, who are mid-table. And I don't know. Flattering to deceive a bit. They've had a couple of pretty dull draws. Haven't really been drawn to the live stream with Alistair Cook opening the batting and just dotting away for ages.
I'm not sure the weather's really helped them. They're like their classic county 80-mile-an-hour swing bowling, aren't they? Mm. And the bright sunshine probably hasn't helped them. Plus, wickets probably aren't really turning for Harmer at this time.
Parkinson's got a few wickets, but Harmer, he went, I think, 30-odd overs without a wicket in second innings the other week. Interesting one. I don't know why,
Something like the third time he's gone wicketless ever or something. So who knows what's happened to Harmer?
Be interesting for South Africa as well, because he'll probably play by the look of it against England. So that'll be interesting. I picked Lancashire, I think. They got a game in hand. I think they're quite well set. Although they got away with it with the rain against Hampshire. I think we'd have had them, actually,
Have to say, I thought our preview was pretty good, given we predicted Kent, Somerset, Gloucestershire, Northamptonshire. To be rubbish, and they are the bottom four.
We've played four games, Chaser.
I think they're only going to get further apart. I mean, sometimes four games. Cricket, like, I don't know, in 4-day cricket, it's a lot. It's not like T20 where you just need a guy to have a day out. Sometimes in a league, you certainly see it in Cornwall Div 2, like, you're never going to get the bottom team beating the top team. Like, it's not like football. I think people just get further and further apart. I think Somerset missed a few players, didn't they, early on? So you guys are getting
just
better.
Just a few. We missed 8 players. I mean, it's outrageous. That was our first win for 11 months. We won all our games at the start of last season. Yeah. And then didn't win anything towards the end. So we could come back well. We just got to keep people fit.
Thanks for that. And then in case county cricket wasn't sort of niche enough, Chaser, you had a little dabble at the minor counties, didn't you? Any bets?
Yeah, it was the final round of the T20 group stages for the minor counties. The mighty Dorset, I saw qualify top of the group with six wins and one draw, one loss.
T20.
Yeah, oh, I think it was called off for rain. Devon, sorry, Krabby, Devon were a bottom. I know it's bottom. Your minor county side of the I guess that's the southwestern, or the western, the
strongest league.
Would you identify as a Devonshire boy, Krabby? You Somerset through and through, no?
I was born in Somerset, live in Somerset, die in Somerset.
Just working, sorry.
And Fixie, obviously Cornwall's club cricket isn't doing them any favours either. They only came third in the group.
I think they struggle with travel, probably. You know, cost of living crisis. Long way to
the
go.
The travel from Cornwall to Devon is
they've got to go all the way to what, Dorset and where else?
Dorset, Herefordshire.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, you're never going to get guys just amateur amateur cricketers to play a T20 match in Herefordshire. I mean, thanks very much. I might get a call up, you know, that sort of thing, to be honest. I think that must be the problem. Also, yeah, also a bunch of them were away. Penzance organised a pre-season tour to Dubai. So maybe they were missing a few players then.
Talking about farmers there quickly. I just want to talk about there's a Somerset lad called John White. I know England got a lot of overs out of Jack Leach in the winter. And on the live stream, Vic Marks was actually talking about John White. His nickname was Farmer. He's from a village near me in Somerset called Coombe Florey. And he has the record number of overs bowled in a innings. And he bowled, so this was in the Ashes back in, well, he was born in 1891. So this would have been
a while ago.
Yeah, 1930, I think, or so. So yeah, a little while ago. He bowled 113 overs in Melbourne. And then in Adelaide, the next test match, he bowled 124 overs. And these were 8-ball overs as well. I mean, that's unbelievable.
What was he bowling? Spin, obviously.
He is slow left-arm orthodox.
He'd be stiff. Apparently
gorgeous
that.
Little action, yeah. I mean, he's just they're a different breed down there, aren't they?
How many days do those test matches go on for? That was probably timeless test era, was it? Must have been.
I mean, the boat would have taken about a year to get there back in those days. And he played for Somerset for 30 years as well. England, he had 15 tests, batting average of 18, bowling average of 32.
You got his economy rate there for his 8-ball overs?
Did they do economy in those days?
They probably didn't give a shit, did they? Because if you can play forever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, imagine going and watching that, watching Farmer bowl for the Ashes.
Be like, oh, it's the 12th day of the test today. We go pop down
124 8-ball overs. So there you have it.
And on that note, this podcast almost as long. Thanks, thanks, guys. Thanks, Krabby. Thanks, Chaser. Until next month, we'll look back. I think we'll get to a break in the county championship season, and we'll be just before Stokes's first test as skipper against New Zealand. So look forward to that. Until then, bye for now.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening. As always, you can follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram. @StixandStakes. Until next time, bye for now.